This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
So there's four ways to network. And so I always start there. Because people don't think about, at a high level, you know, what is networking? So there's four ways, and it's completely advantageous today compared to any other time in history. One that has always existed is in person. But the difference about today of being able to network in person is we have much more awareness of where the people we want to be with are. See, so there's a lot more today than just, you know, I belong to a breakfast business group, or this is my church group, or this is my foursome, or my poker club. Today it's great. I mean, there's companies like Meetup, meetup.com. You can go on and literally meet up anywhere in the world with people of similar interest in all these different things. So number one, be strategic about in person every day. If you're not asking in person every day, how can I be of service, or would it help you if? And two, do you know anyone that can help me? You're making a big mistake. Second way that we network is via email. So I think people discount email and they don't realize that email still is a world-renowned way to network. And emails are really available. And so if you're not asking the two questions every day, would it help you if, or do you know anyone that could help me via email, you're missing out. Phone, voice and text, same thing. If you're not asking, I have a whole list of people that I spend a minimum of 10 minutes a day that I make sure I reach out on my phone to figure out, hey, I was thinking of you, would it help you if I had you come to this, or would it help you if I invited you to this, or help you if I introduced you to this person? Minimum 10 minutes a day, I'm asking. And do you know anyone can help me? I'm looking to build my community on Fridays for free Friday training. We have over 100,000 people. Can you invite your community? Whatever it is, I see the name, I know these 4,312 people, and the list keeps growing, and I spend a minimum of 10 minutes a day on the phone with that phone list that's in an Excel sheet. 4,312 this morning. Yeah, I'll update it after this. You'll be added to my list. So, if I get your phone number. And then social media. And think about the math. If you set a goal, I like to crawl before I walk, before I run. I like to set a bar really low and hit it every day, then do something that I'm gonna miss a day. Because I believe, you know, 2 minutes a day of doing something's worth 2 hours on a Saturday. So social media wise, there's so many different places. I don't have to explain how you ask. That's the easiest today. But even if all you did is every day commit to one ask in person, one ask on the phone, one email, and one media, traditional or social, just one a day, that's four people a day that you're asking, 28 people a week, 112 people a month. Each of those people today, talk about power of today compared to the past, on average knows 1,000 people. So remember, you're asking, do you know anyone that can help me? 112,000 people you're connecting to every month simply by being disciplined of one person a day and asking. Anyone that works for me, I drive them crazy because, you know, Paulo Ono came by to say hi to me when I was doing an interview. And I said, hey, did you ask him if he wants to come to dinner with us? No. Hey, did you ask him if he wanted a book? Did you ask him if we could take a picture with them with the book? Did you ask him what we could do? Would it help you if we did this? What are you doing here? Would it help you if I introduced you to Scott from Scott's Protein Balls? Looking for someone like you, or Riot Energy, looking for someone like you to be an ambassador. Would it help you if? Do you know anyone who can help me, Apollo? You know, where are you interviewing right now? Anyone to help me? I'm looking for a quick interview. I got 10 minutes. I'm telling you that in the context of giving, most people aren't aware what they're giving. And then they sit there going, sorry, Dave, you know, I don't have a big pipeline. I can't find anybody that wants to come to dinner. Well, you didn't ask. You didn't ask a guy that has millions of followers either. And no matter how good you are, I promise you, you can get better. So get in the habit of asking. Just ask. Would it help you if, do you know anyone that can help me? In person, on the phone, via email, and social media. Remember, the more you give, the more you're given. Most people aren't aware of all that they're given, and then they cheat themselves. And even worse, those that practice identifying what they're given, they don't feel worthy of receiving it anyway. That's a whole other story. So they're living in a zero-sum game that they're giving more than they're receiving, which ends up at zero, because you can't give what you don't have. It's a zero-sum game. If you give and are given more, receive more, and ask for more, you're going to end up with more, give more, receive more than more, ask for more than more than more. You see where you end up in that equation? And it's simply by asking in a mechanism, a methodology of saying, hey, would it help you if, or do you know anyone that could help me? Remember, only two ways to provide value to people in this world. Give them more of what they like or take away what they don't like. If you don't know what they like or what they don't like, you're not going to make any money. I promise you, because you're not going to provide any value. Do you like chocolate? No. Do you like mint chocolate? No. Do you like red velvet? Yes. Oh, let me give you more of what you like. This is not rocket science, but everybody makes it so challenging, mostly because they're in their own way and they don't have wisdom or faith, and there's more than enough business for everyone, more than enough money for everyone, more than enough everything for everyone. Practice, practice, practice. Start with one a day, and I promise you, you'll end up in month one with over 100,000. You'll be so overwhelmed, your problem will be what my problem is, prioritizing and distributing all the options, opportunities, and touches of favor in my life. That should be your problem by the end of this month, if you are disciplined to asking. And I'll be the first to offer that, would it help you if I introduced you into some people that are in that business and can help you distribute, market, and fund?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.